Nathan Zagura, Vic Carucci. God, I'm watching on NFL game rewind that interception again. First down. I mean, it's first down.
You know, you're watching that
another day.
You just ate your lunch. How are you going to digest
it? It's going to be difficult. It will not be as easy to digest as I would otherwise have liked it to be. Because at that point, you still have two timeouts. Even if you don't get a first down and you stall out, you kick it down there, you tilt the field position, hope to get a stop, and get it back with one more chance. And those are the type of blunders. And, you know, we've seen the picture of Brandon Whedon's face. And if you notice, as soon as the ball's picked off, he's literally lying on his back with his legs straight up in the air, which is that's Whedon post-pick right there, notorious. Not pretty.
No.
We're going to get some barks from the dog pound, though.
Before that, Browns fans, secure your Cleveland Browns season tickets for 2014 today. Place your deposit to lock in the best seats and prices. Don't miss your chance to join the best fans in the NFL at First Energy Stadium. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 today.
Let's go to Garen in Dayton. Garen, welcome to the show.
Hello.
How are you?
Good, good, good. First time caller from Dayton, Ohio.
Thank you.
All those diehard fans up in Cleveland to know that we're diehards down here as well.
Good.
I followed Jim Brown, and I've been a fan all my life. But I do have a few things that, you know, when you hold it in, you just hold it in. Who can you tell? So finally I decided I would just call.
All right.
Some of the things that I've seen is that, you know, it used to be when you would draft a quarterback, you take that quarterback and you sit that quarterback down and let him learn. You know, you let him watch for a while. But I think there's something going on in the NFL where they're putting them out there too fast. And I think Cleveland, that's been Cleveland's problem with their quarterbacks, whether they're the right quarterbacks or not. Okay? And traditionally, Cleveland Browns used to be a running team. They need to learn how to go out and draft the bigger backs that can make things happen, you know, set of those little small backs. You have a good back and small back, but you got to have that big back like Jim Brown was. You know, we can't have Jim back, but I wish we could, though.
Well, they certainly had a big back in Trent Richardson who was pretty ineffective. And if you look around the NFL, who are the most effective backs in the league right now? Jamal Charles, LeSean McCoy, Reggie Bush, Giovanni Bernard, who, by the way, was a great pick by our division rival, which I hate, the Cincinnati Bengals. It is a changing league. This is not a league about 3 and 4 yards in a cloud of dust anymore. A guy like Jerome Bettis, as great as he is, would be out of place a little bit in today's National Football League. It is a changing, evolving game. And your point
totally
about quarterbacks now, Russell Wilson was a rookie. RG3 was a rookie. Andrew Luck was a rookie. They were all in the playoffs. Joe Flacco has gone to the playoffs every year he's been in the NFL. As much grief as I give him since he was a rookie.
Was virtually a rookie.
Basically. It's different. You can get it done because a lot of the NFL concepts now, passing concepts, have been lifted from the college game and not the other way around. So it's an advancing, evolving league. The fact of the matter is the Browns need to get the right quarterback who fits their offense and tailor their offense then to that quarterback to maximize and get that air back. You don't understand what a big loss Deion Lewis was. Look at the success Phillip Rivers is having this year right now in San Diego. He's got Antonio Gates. Danny Woodhead has been a massive part of that success as a guy who can catch the ball. Darren Sproles, it's a changing league. It's about these guys who can get out in space, create mismatches. The reason that the Browns had such a tough time getting off the field was whenever they isolated Reggie Bush on anyone, they were able to get through. You know, they were able to get through and complete the pass. He was able to beat Craig Robertson one-on-one. Right. He's able to win those matchups. That's what you need, a matchup, a game changer in terms of matchups. That's what the NFL is now, really. It's a game of matchups.
It is. Rocky in Hampton's with us now. Hey, Rock.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Thanks for taking my call. I'm originally from Dayton, Ohio, just like the last caller. I've been a lifelong fan. One quick point I want to make and address, and I'll get off. Kind of piggyback on what you were saying, we definitely need to find the right quarterback. I think what the problem is, and it's like nobody's wanting to address it and be honest, Brandon Whedon is a baseball player trying to play quarterback in football. Let me say that again.
It's been addressed,
Brandon
I would
Whedon
say.
Brandon Whedon is a baseball player trying to play football.
Have you said that, Vic?
We saw in Hoyer is because it comes natural. These guys play all their life. This is all they do, eat, breathe, sleep football. You got a guy that's coming in, is trying to learn it and learn. It's not instinctive to him to look at stuff and to read it and break it down and to comprehend, because once you get that, then it slows down. He's very indecisive. It's due to him not really fully understanding and being a football-playing quarterback.
Yes, I appreciate that perspective. I've definitely shared that on the show. I think all your points are well taken as to how the baseball player, the mechanical, the muscle memory part of it is a factor, and I think it is. I think it's also just a mindset attitude thing. I don't totally buy that a baseball player as an athlete can't convert to a successful quarterback physically. In fact, it's happened more times than not in football. John Elway was a really good baseball player. He's a Hall of Fame NFL quarterback, just to cite one example. And if you look at top athletes in the NFL, they've played, many of them played baseball. Many of them play other sports, basketball. But to your point of the mindset, again, to me, it's more of a how you carry yourself. I think this is a bigger issue than his baseball mechanics not translating as well to quarterback. It's the thinking that you have as a player, and it's how you're hardwired as a leader or not, as a guy who gets the circumstances and the moments of where he can't make the kind of mistake he made yesterday. Understanding the last thing you can do is do what he did, and that's really a way you've got to think all the time, an awareness. Like pocket awareness. It's all of those things. It's more, it's probably bigger and deeper than we're saying, but to a lot of folks, it's simple. He's not playing well enough, move on. Your quarterback's got to get it done. As Nathan points out, the teams that have had success, those playoff teams have a common denominator. That position has been addressed and addressed successfully, and we're seeing it time after time, and we're seeing the problems with it time after time with the Browns when you don't have that nailed down. And we're going to do the what ifs, what would have been or what could have been or what might have been till we're blue in the face regarding Brian Hoyer and where that might have been headed. And we still can't say for sure, but we certainly liked it in two games. We liked, or at least we liked it in part of the first one.
Seems
we
a lot
liked
better.
It a hell of a lot in the second one. And it was, and that mindset became a part of it. That whole way he carried himself and handled himself, which again was to your point of the guy who is groomed to think like a quarterback. And keep in mind something else. Hoyer has more years of experience. He doesn't have as many starts, but he is a more experienced quarterback, or at least a more experienced person who has been working at that position in the NFL than Brandon Whedon. And I think there's something to be said for the 4 years that Hoyer brought being around this league, being in locker rooms, being in NFL meeting rooms, being around the Tom Brady's that worked for him. That is something that a Brandon Whedon doesn't have with him, and whatever it is, that is the fact. All right, we're going to have a conversation coming up with the head coach of the Browns, going to ask him some of these difficult questions that have to be asked regarding Whedon, regarding the whole quarterback situation going forward here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We've been on the run, driving in the sun.